Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean, how you been?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well, buddy.
Doing well, bro. I hope you didn't drag your toe while you were picking up the phone to call.
Don't you touch that toe.
It was just a tap. I didn't drag anything.
That's a good point.
I just tapped it.
So, look, Joe Madden's a little bit of a goose sometimes. I like the guy, but this was Joe Madden-y, if
He's
I've ever
so
seen anything.
Madden-y.
He is. So what he basically was upset about in comparing you to Carl Edwards Jr., the two things were not similar at all. For people who haven't seen, Edwards basically completely stops his delivery as he plants his entire foot on the ground. You kind of grazed one of your spikes on the dirt as a toe tap.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about this, but I'm just curious, now that the dust is settled, like, you're not actually going to do anything different or think about this for one second, are you?
No, and, you know, it's weird how the rest of that inning I pitched without the toe tap, which I do when I have runners on base. I don't tap my foot with runners on base because I like to be able to, if I need to pick off to first or do an inside move to second base, you know, it keeps those options open. So it didn't really, like, it wasn't really something that was going to affect me whichever way, you know, they decided to interpret the rule in the moment. But, yeah, at the time, you know, in the heat of the moment, I didn't fully comprehend that he was doing it because he was trying to defend his player. But I just think it was the wrong time and the wrong place to try for him to try to make that point, you know, to try to use, you know, my inning, to try to use me as a way to defend his guy, something that with a rule that had been handed down, you know, a month and a half ago.
The second game of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're not even that similar. So, you know, I just really, you know, didn't appreciate that. That kind of fired me up a little bit. And, you know, during the meetings with the umpires on the field, Sam Holbrook, the home plate umpire, he said, "You're fine, you're fine. Like, you keep it moving as long as, you know, you continue. It's one fluid motion." He said, "You're fine." They just had to, you know, go through the formality. And then, you know, the Cubs said they were going to protest the game, and then they didn't even file the protest afterwards, which kind of proves that it was just, you know, it was just all for show. And I can appreciate and respect on some level that he wants to have his players back, but I just in that moment, I don't know, I just didn't really appreciate the interruptions.
Yeah, and nor should you. I mean, it's what's so strange to me. There's a million things. Like, Rob Nen used to hit his foot on the ground, then, like, drag it, and you know, that was really weird. Clayton Kershaw goes straight up and then comes down and almost grazes the ground. Maybe his cleat brazes dirt at times. It's there's a clear delineation between a delivery and whatever the hell that was. I'm with you, Sean. I thought that was I'll go harder than it sounds like you did. I think it's Bush League what he did. I honestly get wanting to get your guys back. I also get that you're sitting there trying to disrupt your rhythm. This to me was amateur hour, and I loved your quote about he's just trying to prove how smart he is. I frankly thought it was cheap Bush League, and I thought we'd gotten past stuff like that. You know, that's like two American Legion rival dads that don't like each other filing protests with the umpire, you know, in the middle of a district showdown for a couple 500 teams with a bunch of kids that aren't going anywhere. I thought that was ridiculous. Feel free to comment, I guess.
Hey. Hey, look, like I said, it didn't really affect me. In the moment, it was just more of like an inconvenience. It was one of my quickest innings of the year. So maybe there was a little bit of poetic justice there. We won the game. And, you know, I don't know. I heard last night they were still doing this on the Cubs broadcast last night. They're still breaking it down. They're still, you know, showing side-by-side videos. All my in-laws who we're in the process of converting from Cubs fans to Nats fans, because my wife is from Chicago. They've been watching it. You know, it's been like the Zapruder film where people are like, is that a tap or a step, or, you know, how long is it on the ground? We've had a lot of people break it down, and, you know, I've gotten clarification that my delivery is okay. It's kind of weird because I think Edwards' delivery should be okay. I think Corey Guerin, who pitches for Seattle, he has a toe tap and ran into some issues as well. I think his delivery should be okay. You know, I don't see anything wrong with a hesitation move in the middle of your delivery, especially when you know, everything is kind of set up to favor the hitter in today's game. If a pitcher can mess with timing a little bit, I think that should be allowed. I just think there are maybe some other channels you could use to, you know, get that clarification. That's all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.